AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia resumed attacks on a steel plant in the besieged city of Mariupol in Ukraine after some civilians got out. John Kirby is at the Pentagon.
There has been some evacuations of some civilians. We obviously urge the Russians to continue to work with the Red Cross and the Ukrainian government to allow those who want to leave, and to do it safely.
As many as 100,000 people overall may still be in Mariupol. An arrest warrant has been issued for a jail official in Alabama accused of helping an inmate escape.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says on Friday, Vicky White, who had already put in retirement papers and sold her house, escorted prisoner Casey White, who is not related to her, out the jail, saying she was taking him to court, but instead took off.
This is not the Vicky White we know.
Now there's a question of whether the 58-year-old assistant director of corrections at the county detention center and the 38-year-old prisoner were romantically involved.
That's always a possibility.
Sheriff Singleton says the 6'9", 260-pound convict may find it hard to hide out.
He has nothing to lose with his violent past. He is extremely dangerous.
I'm Julie Walker.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says 6 days after testing positive for the coronavirus, Vice President Kamala Harris tested negative.
She will be wearing a mask through the 10 days, which is what our protocols are here. And we, as noted, tried to socially distance in meetings with the president, even as the vice president. But I will check and see if there's any meetings that she would be participating.
A unanimous Supreme Court ruled Boston violated the free speech rights of a conservative activist by refusing to fly a Christian flag outside City Hall. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is asking three more House Republicans, Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Ronnie Jackson, to voluntarily testify. The Dow finished up 84 points. This is AP News. Kathy Boudin has died. She served 22 years in prison for an armored car robbery.
Boudin became a political radical in the 1960s, joining the Weather Underground, an anti-Vietnam War movement known for bombings and violent protests. In 1981, she was in the passenger seat of a U-Haul carrying armed members of the Black Liberation Army from a Brinks armored truck robbery near Nyack, New York, in which guard Peter Page was killed. When the truck was pulled over, two police officers were gunned down. Boudin pled guilty, apologized in court, and served 22 years. She got a master's degree in prison and developed inmate programs on parenting and AIDS. But many victims' family members and advocates were unhappy when she was released in 2003. She went on to co-found the Center for Justice at Columbia University and taught at the School of Social Work. Her son, Chase Boudin, San Francisco's district attorney, said his mother died after a 7-year battle with cancer at age 78. I'm Jennifer King.
Amazon warehouse workers in New York overwhelmingly rejected an attempt to join a union. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.